A new report released today shows the end of native forest logging in Victoria is helping 34 threatened species to keep their habitats. It's the first research quantifying the benefits of banning this practice in the state, which started in January 2024. However, not everything is positive, as there are challenges facing Victorian forests, and some other states like New South Wales are getting worse with logging. I started asking threatened species and climate adaptation ecologist at WWF, Dr. Kira Ashman, to explain more about the research.
Myself and my colleagues, we basically wanted to have a look at quantifying what the positive impact was of the Victorian government deciding to end native forest logging. And so we did a spatial analysis that basically looked at where the logging was planned for the next kind of 4 or 5 years, because that's kind of the time frames that logging is approved on, and where that overlapped with threatened species. And basically we found that most, if not all of the areas, it was like 99% of all of the areas that were approved to be logged over the next few years would have been federally listed threatened species habitat. So the fact that the government, you know, had decided to end native forest logging, it was several years earlier than what their kind of policy commitments were, just, you know, highlighting that it's such a great thing for threatened species and that it's a really good thing for biodiversity and climate resilience.
Now, what are the main benefits that has been seen in Victoria since this ban was introduced in 2024?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's been a little unclear in terms of the real, like, large impact or the big kind of benefits at this stage. There's been a lot of kind of back and forth between policy and kind of politicians and people that were formerly in the industry and lobbying groups that are kind of trying to reinstate logging in a lot of forests. So we're yet to see any major kind of positive impacts of this decision beyond, you know, the forest not being logged. That's obviously an amazing thing for threatened species. But in terms of funding for restoration or establishing new protected areas, it kind of feels like the government's been dragging their feet on a lot of those things and really hasn't taken this opportunity to really see through some really big impacts and really positive steps for threatened species and for biodiversity. So I think there's still a lot of work to be done. We're only kind of 12 months down the line, but I'm becoming more and more nervous that logging could be something that's resumed in Victoria because it hasn't been something that's locked into policy and legislation.
Now, in a nutshell, could you please tell us what about the Victoria's Timber Release Plan and what did the research find about the plan and the habitats of species?
So timber release plans are usually kind of approved for several years at a time. And so what we basically found in a nutshell is that all of the areas, almost all of the areas, 99% of the areas that were approved in the timber release plan were also really important threatened species habitat. And some of the species like leadbeater's possums are critically endangered. And so they had a pretty large overlap among other species like bauble frogs as some plant species. It was quite diverse, the species that would be most impacted by that logging. So the fact that, you know, native forest logging at the industrial scale has been ended is really positive for these species, but it really needs to be followed up by restoration protection.
Okay, and what are some of the challenges these forests will face in the future for Victoria?
Yeah, it's a good question. These forests have been kind of really heavily hit by logging and bushfires over the last kind of, you know, 50 to 100 years. It's really been death by a thousand cuts for a lot of these forests. And so going forward, what we see across a lot of Victoria's forests is that a lot of the forest area is quite young, which means because it's been logged or burned previously, there's very few patches of old mature forest that's remaining. And so when we have young forest, it's much more likely to burn. It isn't able to sequester and store as much carbon as some of those older forests. A lot of the benefits of forests are really only kind of coming online as they get older. And so it just means that forests across Victoria are a little bit at risk in a warming climate, and it certainly doesn't help biodiversity to kind of persist through that time as well. So really, there's some important areas that benefit from this, but the struggles are basically going to be stopping logging from continuing in other forms, stopping logging from starting back up in future years.
The study showing benefits, also, you know, you have your doubts on all that. And it's been a very short time period of this research for ending native logging in Victoria. But what would you like to see in other states like New South Wales to happen?
This study highlights the benefits of ending native forest logging. You know, obviously, we haven't seen all of those benefits play out, and we've still got a long way to go in terms of putting funding towards good forest restoration programs, protecting areas, making sure that First Nations groups are able to kind of have self-determination of forests. And so I think highlighting what it can do to end native forest logging for those species and those groups just shows how much this needs to happen in other states. So New South Wales is a perfect example where the industry is hemorrhaging money, it's destroying country and people's ability to kind of connect with country and forest, it's greatly impacting the biodiversity and climate crisis. So it's absolutely time for that industry to be wrapped up in places like New South Wales. Tasmania is another great example.
That was threatened species and climate adaptation ecologist at WWF, Dr. Kira Ashman.